Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah. Mended my broken.
He has mended my broken head.
you, Lord.
All
people work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Call according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and glory. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we enter in with all faith, believing and trusting you. We come surrendering all over to you and holding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I will love you, oh, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Come on, let's enter in this morning, knowing there's God before you, who can be against you. For the Bible says in Psalm 18, verse 25 through 31, it says, with the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but bring down haughty looks. Amen. For you will light my lamp. Amen. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against the truth. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. This word, hallelujah, the word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is the rock except, hallelujah, our God? Amen. My Lord, my God. God, we thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We come today, Father, Heavenly Father, that we may receive and be changed on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we don't come to be the same, oh Lord. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you change us, oh God. Open up the channels of our spirit, oh God, that there be a great pouring in, oh God, of our glory. That's your crown of glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we come thanking you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh Lord, if we had 1,000 tons of pizza, we still couldn't thank you enough. Amen. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, it's you that gave your angels charge over us, oh God, to keep us in all our ways. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is you that sent your only begotten Son, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood, amen, that redeems us of the curse of the law of sin and death. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged off the land and cast down right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, let their works come to nothing. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare your goodness right now, amen? And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, walk every house, touch everybody, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Oh, Lord, to worship you as your word desires in truth and in spirit, amen? Oh, Lord, help us right there. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you release your warring angels, oh God, to war against any spirits this morning designed to stop our prayers from being answered. And we thank you, Father God, that we can decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So, Lord, we thank you for answering prayers. Amen. For your words are yet while we're still praying, you already answered it. So, Lord, we thank you for answering prayers, not just for ourselves, for those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Oh, Lord, we put all things in your hand. We surrender all over to you with holding nothing. nothing, and we just want to say thank you. But Lord, we know, oh God, that all good things coming from you. So we thank you for your goodness right now. Oh Father God, we come in humility, oh God. We come in fear and trembling, acknowledging our sins against you, amen, and others in the name of Jesus Christ. We truly repent with godly sorrow that we have hurt you through our ways, oh God. We choose to forgive those who we perceive have hurt or harmed us, or others, or our friends, or loved ones, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to forgive them and bless them the way you desire to forgive and bless them, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of love, Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of love, Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins against you and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, let no, Lord, let not your Holy Spirit depart from us. It hurts us, Lord God, to know that we have hurt you. We are so very sorry, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you for forgiveness. We repent and turn, and we choose not to ever do this again. Help us, Lord, please, Lord God, to not sin against you. Lord, cause us to go in your path of righteousness, not seeking our own ways. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, restore us to walk in your courts. Oh, Heavenly Father, renew a right spirit within us, with a right heart, a contrite and humble heart to know you and serve you all the days of our life. Cause us, Lord God, to walk on the high places with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We command right now every high and lofty thought, vain imagination, every thought that exalts itself against you, Lord God, to come down right now to the obedience of the mind of Christ in us. Amen. We command these thoughts to cease their laborings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you, according to John 14:14, to supply your anointing to and destroy all evil bondages, yokes, chains, fetters, anchors, bands, all evil works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and links out of and away from us. Amen. Along with any darkness, darts, arrows, stings, claws, spears, barbs, lies of the enemy, anything of your trouble. Anything of your truth, not your truth, oh God. Evil impressions, wrong mindsets, pains, hates, false memories, and wrong mindsets. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to convict us and reveal to us what you desire and need us to be free of right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood covenant, Psalm 91, and the healing balm of Gilead over, in, through, and about us. Our homes, cars, lands, property, vehicles, animals, workplaces, finances, and everywhere we traffic or go today as a hedge of protection against the enemy. Amen. I ask you, Lord God, to render powerless and harmless. The enemy cannot hear us or come near us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, right now to just move in us right now, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Lord, fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Calls us and help us to think on things that are good and true. We ask you, Lord God, to rebuke all infirmity, afflictions, inflammation, sickness, disease, disorder, syndrome of any kind, abnormal cells of any kind, radical cells, abnormal growths, radical growths, and cancer out of the way of us and those in our family. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we curse any infection in our body, in the body of our family members and loved ones, and we command them to die at the roots and leave their bodies in a normal way. We curse any abnormal cells and radical cells, abnormal growths or radical growths. Any cancer known or unknown to us in our bodies, our family member bodies and loved ones, and command them to die and leave our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we rebuke all abnormal effects, side effects, and stings and adverse side effects of any kind of things in our body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with the power and authority that you've given us, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. Amen. We loose them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, says in Matthew 18, whatsoever we bind on earth, how will that whatsoever we bind are loose on earth shall be bound and loose in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our viruses, cancer, abnormal cells, radical cells, abnormal growth, radical growth, lesions of any kind, spasms of any kind, pains of any kind, trauma, shock, sicknesses, disorders and diseases of any kind, afflictions of any kind, infirmities, inflammation of any kind in any part of our bodies, in the bodies of our family members and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we bind them all right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We ask your name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue into our bodies and those in our family members and loved ones' bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, release your healing virtue, your healing miracle, your healing anointing, oh God, your miracle anointing into our bodies and to their bodies. Amen. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, I ask you to make us whole, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our bodies, and bring everything in total alignment, complete alignment, the way you created us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our bodies, whether there's any sickness, disease, infection, viruses, abnormal cells, or radical cells, infirmity, or affliction of any kind, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you, and we ask you to fill us right now with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, holy name. Heavenly Father, I ask you to put a hedge of protection around us, and I thank you for, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, have your way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your word. Lord, we ask, oh God, as we read your word this morning, Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of thy word, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that the scripture take root and manifest in us all and be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, we don't know where we would be, oh God, but we thank you, Father God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, God, as we come this morning. Believing, oh, God, walking in expectations. We put on us right now the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. Amen. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare the victory on today. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are saved, that we are free, that we are blessed. Amen. That we are healed, that we are delivered, oh God, and all our needs are met. Amen. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, huh, for you did it all. Amen. We thank you for your finished work, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your plan. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Lord, as we petition our prayer this day, oh, God. We just want to say thank you. We praise you, Father God. We thank you that you're already moving, oh, God, for you know our heart. And Lord, we just ask, oh, God, that you continue to work in us, oh, God, and work those things out of us that are not of you. And, Lord, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you'll give us all traveling grace and mercies on today, those of us that will be traveling and those of us that are traveling right now and those in our family that are traveling, oh God. Hallelujah. Some of us in our family and those in our family that our jobs are to be drivers, that we're truck drivers and, you know, we're drivers for the community, oh God. I pray, oh God, for the drivers of this world, for traveling grace and mercy, that you encamp your warring angels around those, oh God, whose careers are driving as a driver, oh God, that your angels will be encamped around and protecting them from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. But Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' name that your blessings are not going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you that go before us, oh God, making every crooked path straight. When we remove every way of the wicked one, oh God, that we will not encounter such ways, amen, such trickery, such foolery, such deceitfulness, oh God, such harm, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, every family member and loved one, all that we love and concerned about, over their homes, over our homes, and all that's in our homes, amen, over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today, or they may take on today, amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over, in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We enter in, can enter in. We thank you for this set time, oh God, that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace together on one accord. We thank you for a mighty move. We thank you that breakthrough is here. We thank you, Lord God, that it's harvest time, that we reap the harvest of our goodness and our favor and our multiplied blessings, oh Lord. We can't thank you enough, Father God, but yet still we thank you. We decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our lives and those that we love and concerned about. We thank you, Father God, for divinely intervening this morning and turning it all around for our good, even before it comes our way. We thank you, O God, that you intercepted the plans of the enemy, amen, concerning us, your children. And we decree and declare that we are blessed and that we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning.
Amen.
My Lord, my God.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Welcome, 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 beautiful women of God. This morning, we thank God for another day. Amen. For another opportunity that we can press in and press on in his might. It is a beautiful day as we declare and declare. Today is a good day. Amen. Today is a blessed day. Today is another day that God can use us, the favor of God being upon our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your lines are open so I can hear you if you're on the line. Good morning, Brandy. God bless you. How you doing and how you been? Welcome.
Good morning. I'm well. Good morning.
Hallelujah. God bless you. So good to have you on the line this morning. I saw when you came in, I said, there go Brandy. First on the line and ready. Hallelujah, God. Amen, amen. We know it's all about positioning. And I just thank God for you all's commitment to be on the line, even with everything that's going on. I know a lot of us have just come out for fast. With our churches or in our church in our home, where you all decide in the new year we're going to fast and pray. But so you roll over into the month of February and say, I know God have more for me, and I'm going to stand and stay in position. Amen. This is a lifestyle. It's not a temporary set. You know, it's not a temporary situation. We do for a moment, and that's it. It's a lifestyle. And when you receive it and you walk in and understand and know, this is a lifestyle. And some people have a lifestyle that they live, and they will do anything to maintain their lifestyle. They will take 2 and 3 jobs to maintain their lifestyle, to be able to live the way they want to live. They will do and go to the ends of the earth to maintain their lifestyle. So we as Christians, we should do the same to maintain our Christian lifestyle. That's in prayer and being in the Word of God and being careful and mindful of the company that we keep and the people that we're around, you know, because the Bible tells us that bad company will corrupt us, amen? So we have to be careful. Amen, and be mindful of the company. It is a lifestyle that I've chosen to maintain my lifestyle in Christ. Amen. I hope that makes sense to all of us on the line this morning. Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, Brandy, and I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Shavante. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Thank Glory
you.
To God.
Good.
Amen. Amen. So good to have you on the line this morning. We thank God for
thank
you. You know we love you. And you told me last night, I said, hey, Takara said she won't be on today. You said, well, I'll be on. I said, well, I'll be in position. Amen. So Takara's not going to be on this morning. She did let me know yesterday she won't be on, but she'll be back on tomorrow morning with us. Amen. I did not thank you. Our Bible says, well, there are two or more gathered in his name, touching and agreeing. And it is two or more of us on the line today. So I thank God for you beautiful women of God to be able to say, hey, I'm going to get in position. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be ready. Amen. So I don't miss what God has for me. Amen. So God bless you. God bless you. This morning, our scripture, let me tell you how I'm doing. I'm doing great. I'm doing good. I am ready to receive what God has for me in this new day, even in this new hour. I'm just ready and open to receive from my Heavenly Father, and I'm walking in expectation. All is well with me. Amen. All right. Our scripture today is coming out of the book of Matthew. Amen. Book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. That's Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. When you have it, say amen. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
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 Amen. We ready then. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 through 17, it says, now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laying sick with a fever. Verse 15 says, so he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. Verse 16 says, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were sick. Verse 17 says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Amen. So what is the Bible saying to us this morning? And understanding, we know who Peter is, we know. But understanding what happened here in these scriptures at this time, when Jesus was healing, when Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law and many others, Peter's mother-in-law gives us a beautiful example to follow. Her response to Jesus' touch was to wait on Jesus and his disciples immediately. Has God ever helped you through a dangerous or difficult situation? That is a question. But if so, you should ask, how can I express my gratitude to him? Because God has promised us all the rewards of his kingdom. We should look for ways to serve him and his followers right now while we still have time. When we look at these last few scriptures in verse 16 and 17, Matthew continues to show Jesus' kingly nature. Through his single touch, Jesus healed. When he spoke a single word, evil spirits flee his presence. Jesus has authority over all evil powers and all earthly diseases. He also has power and authority to conquer sin, sickness, and evil, hallelujah, or consequences of living in a fallen world. But in the future, when God removes all sin, there will be no more sickness and death. Jesus' healing miracles were a taste of what the whole world will one day experience in God's kingdom. That's enough to get excited about. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know a lot of time we become sad and down when we've lost a loved one. That time will come, but knowing that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Glory to God. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. Amen. I wanted to say this to you all this morning. I was on the phone with a young lady last night, and she began, we just talking, to run down her story. And, y'all, when I tell you, it was so heartbreaking. The things that she was telling me, I began to pray last night. I was praying for her, and I was just, oh my God, I was lamentating because the things that this woman went through. She's about to marry an apostle here, and I just want to lift her up this morning in prayer, and the people in the church, the mostly the women in the church, coming against her. Just, you know, just all kind of ways. And I can't begin to tell you all the stuff. And I know we all have so much that we, you know, we hear each other's story that we have been through. But this woman, the things that she endured from her own mother and stepfather and her husband, of the abuse, sexual abuse, oh, my Lord, and all the help, the challenges that she's dealing with is still standing strong, you know, just got off a ventilator from heaven. It's a lot. So anyway, I just want to lift her up this morning and just hearing her story and how God, you know, changed her life around. And, oh, wow. And I just, you just never know. And I say all that because you never know what people have been through. You know, some of us don't look like none of the stuff that we've been through, you know. And we thank God because when God cleans us up, he does a complete, you know what I'm saying? It's a complete, a wholeness. It's not nothing left out, you know, nothing left. He don't do a halfway work in us. We just decide we're going to take half of that. But God does a complete work if we just surrender all over to him. And just to see, you know, I know that Brandy, I know you've been through a lot. I know that Shabante, you've been through a lot. We have yet to hear your stories in this entirety, but you don't look like what we, you know, we don't look like what we've been through. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. My Lord, my God, because we begin to raise up our shirts and show your back and show your side, show your stuff, show your neck. Oh, you know, just the scars, you know, I would say the wall and scars of life. People will not believe it. If you show, you'd be like, what? Wow. Yeah. I would not have thought that. My God, I just can't believe that. And that's the beauty, how God works. Amen? That's the beauty of it. Oh, my Lord, my God. I'm just so excited, y'all. We should never judge the book by its cover and be careful how we handle God's children. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you both. Thank y'all for allowing me to share this. I didn't want to be overwhelming, but I just, that young lady, she'd been through more than I had an ear for last night. I wanted to tell her, I wanted to say, I was like, oh my God. It was, I said, oh, that's a lot. I kept saying, that's a lot. That was a lot because I wasn't expecting that conversation. I was just call and say, hey, just check it back on. Yeah, how's everything going? And it went from that to we was on the phone almost 3 hours. And it was maybe it was a time for her to pour out like that, to be able to pour out in such a way to, you know, be free. She said she's never really been able to talk about it much and how she just really don't trust people and how she's been hurt in the church hurt and, you know, just a lot. And it, it was too much.
I can relate to that.
And one day we're going to have that in our sisters' world when we have that time where we can, you know what I'm saying, because it's a set time for it all, even with your testimony, you know, asking God when is the time, because you can really wound some people if you deliver that thing before it's time to deliver it. Some people can be really wounded by it. And then you can be wounded by it if you release that before it's time, if that makes sense to you. So God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much. We're going to have our prayer petition this morning. If there's anything to pray about or if it's not, just say amen. Or if it's a word that you have in your mouth, hallelujah. We thank God for it and we receive it with an open spirit and mind. Amen. We're going to start with you, Sister Brandy. God bless you. Go ahead.
I am just grateful. I can't say we definitely on one accord. I actually had that conversation literally with my oldest daughter and my sister last night. I said so much we went through, so much that we've overcome. I'd be so excited to share my testimony, but God would say, shut up and be still, because it's not time. So I definitely want to thank God for one accord.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just, I don't want you. And you can go to Shana. It is so important because we were talking about yesterday. So many people, I want to get my hair on, are so good at being church busy, if you know what I mean. They're so busy looking like they're doing what God has called them to do. They're so busy trying to put a comfort. They're so, but God ain't nowhere in that. You know, and people are being hurt. They're just going to all these conferences to say, I did a conference. I'm in a, it's like the thing to do. It's like a, God forgive me if I'm speaking, but I know I'm not speaking in there. God, it's like a thing to do. It's a fan. It's like I'm vegan. You know, you know, it's a big thing. Like, oh, you're vegan. Oh, that is so good. You know, people so busy just doing church, not
accolades.
Doing God,
they want that
not
accolade.
Getting.
Right.
Come on. And I say this because when Randy say we're on one accord, we were just talking about that. When we could come on this line and that very thing that we prayed about, that very thing that's going on, and we come on this line and it's confirmation. You see what I'm saying? It's confirmation. We are definitely operating in the Holy Spirit, not outside of that, because if you're going somewhere and you kind of like, I don't understand, I can't get it, I'm not connecting to it, we got to ask ourselves. What's going on? What spirit is operating here? There is a spirit that is operating there, but it is not the Holy Spirit. Understand, there is a spirit there that's operating. That is for sure. Mm-hmm. When people say, I can feel a spirit, I can feel, you got to ask, you got to try that spirit. What spirit is that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What spirit are they operating in? That is the trickery of the enemy. They are in a spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit. And I just say because I just what I love about being on this line with you beautiful women, we are on one accord. It's nobody trying to exalt themselves. Even though I'm leading the charge, I'm not exalting myself. I'm right here with you all. We're together. Amen. And I'm open to receive. I'm open to hear. So God, have a word in your mouth. That's why it's always, oh, do you have anything you want to say, sister? At the end, is there anything you want to say? Because I'm not the only one that God speaks to. I'm not the only one that God uses. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. God bless you. My sister, Brandy, y'all forgive me this morning. I'm excited. Amen. Oh, Lord, what's your prayer petition this morning, Brandy? I'm sorry, did I miss it? I was so excited.
She said,
I
don't want to call.
Yeah, I'm just being on one accord.
Amen, and we are on one accord, and we thank God for it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God,
yes,
for your word is true and forever established in heaven. We thank you, Lord God, that you, hallelujah, Lord, you set this time, oh God, for whom you have called to it. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that when we come on the line that we are on one accord. So Lord, we pray, oh God, that we'll continue to be on one accord, oh God, that we may be able to receive, oh God, like the disciples received in the book of Acts, oh God. Let there be a great overflow, oh God, of our Holy Spirit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we decree and declare the Holy Spirit operates on this line, amen. We decree and declare, amen, it prompts us, amen, it guides and it leads us and directs us and instructs us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, help us, oh God, to remain humble. Help us, oh God, to get out the way that you may have your way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Help us, oh God, to surrender all over to you with holding nothing, oh God. Lord, increase our faith, oh God, so that we can receive from you great and mighty, because you are mighty, God. You are El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Nisi. You're Jehovah Sabbatha. You're Jehovah Shalom. Amen. You're Jehovah Rapha. You're El Danaya. You're Jehovah Mekadiskim. Jehovah Sikador. You are, hallelujah, Yahweh. You're all that we need. You're the great I am. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, help us, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. That we are on one accord, and we thank you that you're moving, oh God, because you are a God of order. So, Lord, we thank you for divine order in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let order be in our homes, oh God. Let order be on our jobs. And we just want to say thank you. And all that we do in our businesses, let order be there, because you are a God of order. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We bless you, our sister. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brandy, on yesterday, I have a prayer call on Saturdays at 10 a.m. with my family, and there I was telling them, anyway, the Holy Spirit was speaking, and I mentioned your little boy, and they was just like, right, because I can't remember exactly. You're operating in the Holy Spirit. A lot of things are being said, but I do remember talking about, you know, the testimony that was given on yesterday morning about your son. And I was just telling them, because a lot of times when people get to a certain age, they have a hard time hearing. They have a hard time seeing. And I'm talking about in the spirit and in the natural. And I was letting them know that God can use anybody that is willing, amen, that will position themselves to be used, amen, to receive. And I said, even though a seven-year-old, God used, the Holy Spirit came in, and he was speaking in tongues. He didn't even know what he was saying. I said, God will use you, but you got to position yourself. First of all, you got to have faith to get in position so you can receive. And he had the faith at 7 years old, amen. We have to have that childlike faith and to get in position and receive from God. He will use whoever he chooses, whoever he chooses to use. Amen.
Yeah.
So God bless you. And we just out this thank God for you. We love you so, so, so much. And I'm just so glad to have you on this line these 28 days. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. And bless my soul. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Yeah.
Sister Trevante Shepherd, go ahead.
Man. I will. This morning. So I believe, and I definitely do believe, but it just be just a gnaw of unbelief, and it always want to question the word of God. I mean, you know, even the goodness that comes in my life, you know, and I always, you know, in just the mindset, it just wants to deflate it, and I want to automatically make it to be error or wrong or bad, you know what I'm saying? Because I guess there's just so much what I'm used to, and, you know, just changing that thought process, you know, I've gotten into the habit of changing my thoughts, you know, when those thoughts come about, you know, and I cast down the imagination, but it's, I'm constantly doing that, you know, I'm constantly taking those thoughts, you know, I just, you know, sometimes I just don't even want to have them, you know, I just want to, just know and just believe and not, you know, let whatever that is come to my thought process, you know what I'm saying? I don't even understand why I'm going to fight it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's weird to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird to me, you know, because I definitely believe, I'm making a choice to believe. I'm making a choice when I'm walking in. It's not forced, you know, at all. You know, this is what I love to do. I want to do this. You know, I want to. You know, it's a crave for me, you know, and when I do get it to the Lord, you know, it soothes my soul. You know, but I just, you know, I just want prayer for that, that love, you know, that won't allow me to totally be free.
And I can tell you what that is. As you get closer to God and you see God, and if anybody can be transparent as in ministry, that with the, it's the attack of the enemy on your mind. But God knows your heart. Is what he sees. That's the enemy's playground, and that's why he wants to confuse you. This is the plan of the enemy. This is the plan of the enemy. If I can confuse you, but God knows your heart, and so you have nothing to worry about. But I understand that battle. But you understand what to do. It's to speak, to cast those things down right away.
Yeah.
When they come in, and you're doing that, and eventually you'll find it. It'll ease up. But it's just the more you see God, the more you get in that place here, you know, you'll find the enemy trying to speak, you know, And that's what he's supposed to do. That's his job.
Yeah.
And you have yours to do, to cast those things down each and every
Thank
time.
God.
You know, you and the good thing about it is you talk, the enemy don't want you to talk about it because he feels he wants you to feel embarrassed and guilty about it.
Right.
So the fact that you're even talking about it, that you're confessing that, you know, the enemy is—he's afraid. He's like, "Wait a minute, hold on now.
Right.
Are you bringing me the light? Are you bringing, you know?" So that's the reason why the more that we think you'll find it, and a lot of people in ministry and pastors and all—they'll deal with that. And that's because that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to attack your mind, your thoughts. So we use the Word of God to combat all the plans and plots of the enemy, because that's his playground. You know, that's where he plays at. That's where he try to come again.
Yeah, as you were just saying, that the Lord was just bringing it to my, the Holy Spirit was bringing it to my attention that he even did the same thing to Jesus when he came off that fast of 40 days. And the waiting boy come back to God was through with the word of God, letting them know what
God. Yes. Yes. Well, let us pray. Amen. We thank God. Yes. And I want to pray strategic prayers for what you're going through right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I pray and I come standing in the gap for your daughter this day, oh God. Lord, we come on one accord on this line today, oh God, trusting for a mighty move in the life of your daughter right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, I ask in Jesus' name right now, as you've given me the authority and the power to do so, God, I break and release you right now, Cervantes, from all curses of confusion, a mental illness of any kind that's trying to come against your mind, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare this day of your mind over your thoughts, that your thoughts are perfect. You are holy and righteous unto God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I loose confusion against every satanic demonic conspiracy against your life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, I bind your mind to the mind of the hallelujah. Your mind with the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ will arise when you're operating into the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, my Lord, my God, and Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over you right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I ask right now that every area the enemy has vacated, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, fill it with our Holy Spirit to overflow. Amen. Overflow her father, oh God, with your word and understanding, amen, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, you have been exposed, amen, and I command you right here to cease your works and die at the root and come out of her mind, amen, come out of her thoughts, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. I break and release you right now from all curses of double mindedness right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, help your daughter, oh God. And in this time, oh God, to use your word, bring back to our members, Holy Spirit, the scripture, amen, that she would decree and declare of the works of the enemy and it shall be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I loose you right now from every works of the devil against your mind. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that against your life. And we decree and declare all is well with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare all is well with you. Amen. All is well. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. Hallelujah. Right now, we silence your mouth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ. We bless your holy name, God. And we seal this prayer right now, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. It's a blessing. If we can be transparent in that way, amen, so we can truly receive our deliverance, amen, so breakthrough can truly come into our lives, amen. And we can, sometimes we get to the point where we're hiding because we don't want nobody to feel like, oh, we don't. Oh, no, you ain't as saved as you say you are. You don't believe like you say you believe. But we got to be able to confess those things so that we can be delivered. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I feel better. I feel better when I do it. I want to be free. I want to be free.
Amen.
So I'm not afraid. I'm not shy about it. Yes, thank you, Father.
Yes. And sometimes what happens is we have generational stuff that, you know, we were born into, and that's a prayer to pray with that. And I'm going to put together a, when I have time, Lord Jesus, I'm not going to give you a set time for it, but I'm going to try to be working on it. I'm going to set together a prayer book for you. I'm going to write it out for you so you'll have those prayers to use. For different situations, but I'm gonna write it out for you and give you a book.
Okay.
Handwrite it out for you.
Okay, God, I appreciate that. Yes,
ma'am. Oh yeah, I will do it for you, sister. God bless you, and I appreciate you so much. And I love you all so much. I love you, beautiful women. I'm telling you, just the transparency and just the love that you all have for Christ and the will, you know, to do God's will and be there for God's people. And just, I have no words for, just no words for it. I just thank God for y'all, for you, Brandy, for you, Shabante, and with Takara's on the line, and you know, just I'm so grateful. I have no idea why God is using me for you all. He's using you all for me, and y'all just don't realize how much I feel blessed. I feel favored. You know, just but anyway.
I appreciate the atmosphere, you know, where you're able to do it, you know what I'm saying, to release. There's not many places where you can dump, you know, and feel safe about dumping. So a lot of people do just carry it because they have no safe ground to lay it down at. So I appreciate you for allowing this time. Thank you.
Amen. We thank God. I'm just, glory, glory. I didn't think I was going to have enough strength this morning. I was like, Lord. That alarm went off and I was in position. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I thank God for it. I'm telling you. That's how you know when God calls you to something, like, he'll give you that strength, you know, to be able to fulfill it to the, you know, its entirety. And when we're trying to do something on our own, we'll get weary in that thing. Because God didn't call us to do it. He didn't call us. He's telling us to be still, you know, and wait on him. And then we just go, not prepared, because God didn't say go yet. We went prematurely, and we begin to get weary in that thing. And then when God say, I want you to call this person, especially as an apostle, I want you to call this person up for this season and have them to preach. You sit down in this time. I'm going to be pouring into you. I'm going to use them for you. But a lot of times people, they get in these positions, they get these titles, and they exalt themselves over everybody. And God is saying, I need you to sit down. I'm going to use them for you, you know. And we gotta hear, you know, we got to have that ear to hear our Heavenly Father because and distinguish his voice. Because the Bible tells us, he said, my sheep know my voice, and they don't come to him. They don't answer to any other voice. So we got to know what voice is speaking. Amen. Because sometimes the enemy will make it think it's you and make you think you're crazy. So we gotta be, you know, really, really careful. And I just pray that we try that spirit. Again, like I stated earlier, that's a spirit operating there, but is it the Holy Spirit? We got to ask him, wait a minute. They got a spirit. There's a spirit in here, but it ain't the Holy Spirit. And so, and you have that right. Say, wait a minute. And come against that. You come against that thing. But anyway, we thank God and God bless you, beautiful women. I'm going to pray prayers for wisdom this morning as we wrap up here because we have our morning Sunday service. So let us pray. And I hope that when the worship music come in, you all, it doesn't distort the line. But we'll work through it. Okay, God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God. I thank you for the life of your daughters, oh God. Amen. They have the heart to serve, oh God. And Lord, I pray that you equip them, oh God, as you do completely and wholly, oh God, for the call in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, when you give them that time and say rest and wait on you, oh God, that they will wait, that they will receive your divine instructions. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I thank you that your word gives knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding to all who pay attention to its truth. You promise to impart wisdom into us, oh God. If we will listen to your words and attain unto you your wise counsels, amen. We therefore enter your presence with trust, knowing that you will give us wisdom according to 2 Chronicles 1:10. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, fill us with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern your will. Amen. With you, Lord God, there is both strength and wisdom according to Job 12:13. Heavenly Father, let our mouth speak your wisdom. Lord, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, because of the righteousness that you have imparted into us according to Psalm 37:30, in the hidden part of our lives, make us to know your wisdom according to Psalm 51:6. Teach us, hallelujah, to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom, according to Psalm 90 and 12. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge makes us happy, amen, because the gain of it is better than fine gold. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, by wisdom you founded the earth, and by knowledge you established the heavens, according to Proverbs 3, 13 through 20. Christ Jesus, we thank you that our eyes of your understanding are continually being enlightened, that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for the, hallelujah, for your saints. We thank you for your exceeding greatness. Amen. We believe, trust, and rely on you only, my Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, we believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, and that he died on the cross for our sins. We believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he now sits at your right hand in heaven, according to Ephesians 1:17-23. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ, who represents your power and wisdom to us, because we are in him and desire to always abide in him. He has been made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. It is the reality that causes us to glory in you forever, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 22-31. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we thank you and we pray with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Oh Lord, we ask that you bless the land of Jerusalem and his people. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, for the loss of this world, and hallelujah, even in this very hour. That you would thrust the right laborers across their life, oh God, that they would receive your word in a special way, that they would ask, hallelujah, how can I be saved? And the one that's been laid astray, oh God, that they will, hallelujah, rededicate their life back to Christ Jesus. And we just want to say, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, that thy will be done.
Yes.
Hallelujah, as it is on heaven. We bind our will with your will, Heavenly Father. In our mind to the mind of Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit
thank
that
you,
brings
Lord.
Back the remembrance of what your word says, that we can stand on your promises, or yes and amen.
Mm-hmm.
We bless your holy name.
Thank you,
Lord God, that all is well with us. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to see. And we decree and declare, we confess out of our mouths that is in our heart, amen, that we are in the kingdom through faith in Christ. And we receive the blessings of the kingdom right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive the inheritance of the kingdom. We receive the deliverance of the kingdom, amen. We receive the healing of the kingdom, amen. We receive and walk in the peace of the kingdom. We receive and walk in the joy of the kingdom. We receive and walk in the righteousness of the kingdom. We receive and walk in the power of the kingdom, amen. We receive and walk in the authority of the kingdom. We receive understanding in the mysteries of the kingdom. We seek first the kingdom, and everything we need is added unto us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We enter into the rest of the kingdom right now. And we thank you, oh God, for your rest. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our home, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise and receive the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. And so many people have received riches, but they also received the sorrow with it. See, God, when he blesses us, it adds our sorrow. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. At this time, we're going to, as we do on each call, we're going to call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. God say amen. Sister Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say that I'm blessed to be in this time of my life It's a great learning, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to be fixed. So,
thank you,
I'm so serious. I'm excited. You know, it's just like giving me the keys to the rooms that I've been wanting to go through. So I'm just grateful to God for this moment. So thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. My sister, I love you all so much. And I just love all your analogies. You know, when we talk, you have all your different analogies. And I look forward to it. God bless you both. I love you. I want to keep my husband up in prayer. He went out to Louisiana yesterday to celebrate his grandmother's 88th birthday. I hadn't heard from him. He's all right. I know he's all right. I saw him on a picture on Facebook, the family picture. So I said, oh, there he go. He done made it there. But sometimes when they be in them woods, they don't have no reception. And so I've been there before, so where I couldn't use my phone because, you know, they are really in the woods. So just praying for him.
Yeah, the boonies over there. They in the boonies.
Huh?
I say he in the boonies then.
Yes, when I say in the woods, now it's no reception at all. Our phones do not work out there. You got to wait to get to a certain point. So hopefully, you know, he'll give me a call here today. But in the meantime, all is in God's hand, as it is and always will be. Amen. All right, so we'll release the pastor's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord bless, may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God grant you the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace to know that you are favored, hallelujah, of the Lord God Most High. May you prosper by his mighty hand and come to understand that he is for you and not against you. Amen. Let this year be a year where God's hand, full of divine favor, rich into every area of your life, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Amen. And may you walk in his divine abundance. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, that I bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. Until tomorrow morning, I talk to you all then. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Them.